Hello, hello out there. I take the mask off. Shibuya Station Podcast. Shibuya Wave Radio. Quarantina. Documentary system. Documentary.
Yeah, man. Crazy time that we living in this coronavirus days, man. Everybody got to be staying indoors. A lot of businesses are still closed. Wondering when this whole thing is just going to get resolved. But people, seriously, if you do not have to go outside for any means, do not leave your house. Stay inside. Make sure that you stock up on whatever you need, because you already should have really been done that.
Stay in your fucking house.
Like, don't have to have no necessity to go outside and just catch this virus. This virus is seriously killing people left and right. Elmer Hospital in Queens lost 13 people in one day.
One day.
Man, it's getting crazy and serious out here.
Yo, no corona 2020. Going in 2021. Not really fucking with y'all niggas. Don't come over here. Don't talk about no manga. Don't talk about no anime. Stay in your house. Shibuya Wave Radio. Quarantine. I'm talking through the mask right now. Gloves on. Shit is critical. What are we talking about? Quarantine.
We're going to go ahead and start off with Demon Slayer first.
Demon Slayer.
Kimetsu no Yaiba. Episode 200. Chapter 200. We got some beautiful color and artwork display of Muzan being destroyed by the sunlight. Pillars with Tanjiro and Nezuka. Everyone who helped him was just beautifully displayed. Couple of sad deaths in this chapter, I'm sorry to say. But we go right into it. We see Muzan disintegrating within the sunlight. And he's finally defeated, finally gone. Everyone is in tears, just being relieved slightly that it's just, we won. He defeated Muzan. Muzan is dead. Master. And he's just saying, tend to the injured. Just seeing, like, having fainted through everything that's just going on. Like, they're saying that, you know, we aren't done yet. Go treat the wounded. Shift to the emergency aid. Stop being blubbering and pull yourselves together. And we even see the rock pillar right now. He's even saying, don't waste medication on me. Saying, said, what? Himejima. But it's too late for me. You would simply throw away precious supplies. Go see to the younger fighters. And they just trying to just persist on it, but he's just saying, this is my last request. And as he's going, he's having a flashback in the memory of what it seems to be his transcending way to heaven, meeting all of his pupils that he had the honor of serving. And he's like, they always wanted to apologize for that trifling day, the day when he had to kill them. And he was like, we know that it hurt, but we weren't trying to run away. We wanted to protect you because you're blind. I wanted to go outside for a farming tool and use it as a weapon, and I wanted to go call for help. And he's just saying, oh, is that so? And that what you were doing? You know? They were like, we're sorry for driving you outside, but there was no reason for that. If we had lived to see the morning, we would have told you we're truly sorry. Saying, yes, if only tomorrow had come. He said, I am sorry too that I couldn't protect you. No, don't apologize. We all love you. And you know, we've seen and been waiting for this whole time. Thank you. Then let us all go together. Rock Pillar just closes his eye and just say, let's go.
He dead.
Rest in peace, Rock Pillar boy.
That nigga done off.
Man. Blind man walk and reach heaven yet. Yes,
Yo, rest in peace, Rock Pillar. You bum ass nigga. Die.
So what do we have going on here, OG?
Besides the Rock Pillar going down, nigga, it's like, fuck this nigga. Like,
fuck you. You ain't gonna insult Rock Pillar.
Nigga, Rock Pillar. He should have survived, nigga.
Nigga, you OG, down, you don't see the dire circumstances. You gonna die, nigga.
We supposed to be having a party, dying, nigga. Bro. We just killed Muzan party going on, Rock Pillar.
Party going on.
And you gonna
say we got another debt for an associate.
Come on, you gonna have this nigga just sitting here dying. Now you gonna have to have a funeral for this nigga. Goddamn. So So this nigga, Rob Pillar, he dead. And, you know, he was a good dude, but, you know, he was a great character. I ain't even gonna hold you. He really was the Rock of the crew. You know, jokes aside. And this nigga got his ass beat, and he really tried. He came, and he got his ass beat.
You're a real trifling motherfucker, you know that? You're a real trifling motherfucker. Then we have the Love Pillar and the Snake Pillar now over here, and
this is ultimate lovey-dovey scene, ultimate lovey-dovey panels,
bro.
Ultimate romance.
We ain't gotta get into it.
Flashback
much,
romance.
But they're just admiring each other's ways, everything that they did for each other, meeting each other, and she's just even saying like, if it were possible, if we reincarnated as humans, can we just one day be married? And he's just saying, yeah, you know, we got this. If you'll accept me, I got you.
Yo, my son.
And she was like,
no, you gotta break it down. He's like, no, that isn't true. Please don't say that. Do you remember the first day we met? Yes. I was lost at the mansion and you helped me. No, it's the other way around. You were such a normal girl when we met that you saved me. You got excited over the smallest things and your laughter was like bells ringing. You must have struggled on your way to becoming Hashira, but you didn't give up the indication of that. I enjoyed talking to you. I was happy to feel like a normal boy. I'm sure the others felt the same way. I'm like, son, this nigga is just like, this is like his dying love poem to her right now, son. Like, goddamn, my nigga, then he's stretching that shit like a motherfucking Luffy.
Bro. All I just see is Pierre Kid Cudi bars being spit, OG.
Yo, this nigga got no face, boy. His face cut up. Goddamn, boy, this look like,
oh, no no vision, man, sight. I love her in arms.
He done up. He got the snake all around the girl while he dying. Like, it's creepy. She's like, can you be my grave? Like, this nigga like, yes. I protect you even if I die. Like, this nigga don't give a damn, bro. This nigga, yo, he ain't never get the pussy, boy. Never, not once, bro.
Bro, yo, OG, it's a real trifling time we're going through because Muzan done put up a whole big fight, bro. A whole bunch of it's left a huge scar on us, bro.
This is a huge scar
just started to heal, but we're going on to the next pillar.
Next pillar.
Wind pillar over a year having visions and flashbacks. He was like, he's seeing his brother Genya and all of his younger siblings over there. He was like, mother, why don't you go there too? He's like, mother, aren't you there? She was like, no, I cannot go there.
I can tell you.
He was like, why not? Come with me. Come on. He's like, no, I cannot go with everyone else. I harm my own children, so I cannot go to heaven. He was like, very well, I will go with you. Besides, if I weren't there too soon, Genya would be sad. I will carry you to hell on my back. But we see a hand in the distance. Just grabbing his hand and just saying, let go of her, Shizu. She's coming with me. He was like, no, father. Let go of my mother, you jerk. You can't go to that place either yet. Be thankful you're my son. You're extra tough. Your parents don't want to see him go down through this trial, so we've seen that he's gaining his consciousness now. He's awake. And we got the other semi-pillars right now. My son, Iguro. I said not Iguro.
Nah.
Inosuke. Zenitsu. No, not Zenitsu. Inosuke.
Inosuke?
He's over here at the bottom, bro. He getting treated.
Oh, you over there.
Yeah, Zenitsu on the next panel, though.
Panel.
Yo, Zenitsu a real Sam OG. He like, please, tell if I die, tell my wife Nezuko that I love her.
Yo, this nigga.
Nigga, boy, she's not your wife, boy. Like, cut it out, boy. Chill. He's like, and then I was brave, and then I fought for her until the very end. It was like, this guy never shuts up.
Yo, shut the fuck up, nigga. Damn, son, this nigga really is son. All right, so let's go back.
We have the water pillar.
You mustn't move. Where is Tanjiro? Is he all right?
He was like, first let us treat you, and boy, shit not looking good for my son Tanjiro. Tanjiro lost the arm. Tanjiro sword broken. And he's just on his knees.
Tanjiro don't know what the fuck going on, cause Tanjiro ain't there no more.
He isn't breathing. There's no pulse. Tanjiro, they're just, everybody just weeping now. Water Pillar just crying in tears, boy. And he's like, I failed to protect you again. Just holds his hand on the sword and just lowers it. He's like, I always receive protection from others. Forgive me. He's just like, I'm sorry, Nezuko. Nezuko is just finally about to reach the scene now. But I'm so sorry.
It's too late.
Bro. Chopping was lit, son.
Stop that.
Bro. A lot of emotion, bro. A lot of, like, real touching scenes.
Real touching.
But they finally defeated Muzan in 200 chapters, OG.
Finally. Goddamn.
So, what are we going into next now? Promise?
Gotta be a promise.
Boy, Promise Neverland.
Promise we Neverland.
That chapter, the manga that never let us down.
Never did, never will.
Chapter 173.
73, what
do you mean? Protect the world. Well, first of all, even before I get to that, we see a beautiful art display of young Peter Rattray holding a book with his older brother, William Minerva.
Oh, goddamn.
Bro. So, we have protect the
history.
World.
History.
That was honorable, noble, and most important mission of the Rattray clan for generations. To me, the clan was my pride, joy, and light, and the leader, my older brother, was my biggest hero. So we see that Peter Rattray, he always looked up to his brother, and he admired him. He was kind, smart, handsome, sincere, and refined, and what he most respected about him, he respected it more than his own parents, and any great person from any era or country. He loved him more than anything in the world, and believed that was to support him for the rest of his life, and born to do so. Until this fateful day, OG, when his brother had found the long document where Julius Rattray, the first Rattray, betrayed his comrades to enter the promise, and that the children and the descendants of his allies, not the rogues who were against peace, wanted to continue the war, and even the citizens who were left behind were turned into food. Basically, the old confession, the document that was hidden for several hundreds of years, the regrets of the first leader of Julius. Know what I'm saying? It was the truth of how the clan came to be, the complete opposite of the heroic tale and how what they were taught. And then he's just like in tears, like, how could we have done such a thing? So
how could you?
Bro, it's like, how does one deal with that, OG? Like, you don't know what the fuck is going on. You've been told a tale from generations only to come find out the truth of what the fuck really happened. Mind blowing, bro. So it just all makes sense of, like, you know, the things of, like, William Minerva and the things that he had to set up. It wasn't all far-fetched, you understand? Just, like, just spreads a little light to the knowledge.
All it really exposed to me is that this nigga's a rat. And he killed his own brother for clout.
Big Fox.
And he took his brother, cried in his arms, because he was sorry. And this is where he had to feel like he had to take that path to being Julius. And he kept the order. And now he's burdened with this order. Now he sees this young girl who's just toppling him at every feet. And she's offering him this get-out-free card of his burden, this punishment. And he's just sitting there puzzled, like, what should I do? Oh, you're just sitting there puzzled. Sorry, mask on. So he's sitting there puzzled, like, what should I do? And he's in chains now. You see the chains on page 13. It's like, you know, one way he feel like, oh, this is my noble mission. And he uses the hour as a symbolization of, you know, nobleism and being honorable. But then on the other panels, you see he has these chains around his arms, around his wrists, so to say. And he's in the bondage, like some S&M shit. And he's faced with Sybil, and he said, you and your descendants are caught in the world of destiny, like, meaning, like, this isn't punishment. You could look at it as a punishment or a noble mission. But either way, nigga, you gotta do this shit. Because that's what your ancestors put you in, in your whole lineage. That's your destiny for the rest of your lives, according to his promise.
Big facts.
And now he's faced with these, he's like, he wanted a different life. He wished he didn't even have to ever have to carry the burden of killing his brother.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
And having to enslave people in the first place, but he felt like he had to take on this role because it was some fight or flight shit, bro. Like, your brother acting out of whack, and we have to, and he feel like we got to keep this shit to keep this shit afloat. Yeah, like, you have to die. But that's just a kid thinking of being, you know, more survival, that he has access to all that power in the first place.
Big facts, bro. But even the fact that his brother, like, even they shot him on sight, like, when he was trying to flee. They tossed his body, he jumped over into the lake, they recover him. And then he was like, what was it like even at the end for him? And he was just like, he was just smiling and he told us, I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? He's just like in tears because, like, his brother is dead. But even though his brother died, he was like, he's still going to carry out the sake no matter how much it hurts, no matter how much, like, the world is going to be. He's still going to just, like, have to carry out this promise. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But what's triggering in his mind now is just, like, he's viewing himself, like, as a slave now because he's in prison, like, in the system and everything that's going on. But as the chapter even leads on, Emma's trying to persuade him, like, let's end 1,000 years of suffering. You know what I'm saying? He was like, why was my brother fighting against back then? His destiny, he wanted to be free. And he's like, he want to free me? And she was just like, let's live together, Peter Rattray. And then my son just calmly just smiling and just looking like, yo, no, you simple little girl. It cannot go like that. She was just like, you should just kill me, but you say you want to live together? Fools. That's why you were meant to be eaten. Actually, the demons aren't so bad. What they've been doing to you are things that humans have done to each other so long ago. Yes, even though humans don't eat humans. So wherever you go, wherever you want, do what you want. You kids win. But just remember this one thing. The human world isn't any different because there are a mirror of humanity. Cold solid. You can pass that on to my uncle. Try it if you can. I'm looking forward to seeing how far you can go in the human world. Son, Peter Rattray just uses the flip switchblade knife now. He was like, I'm sorry I can't go with you kids. I'll enjoy the new world from the depths of hell. Farewell. My son Peter just places his knife to throat and just commits suicide. Like, what? Didn't see that one coming.
Well, he is a rat, so he's going to take the best option out where it's going to be painless.
I guess, OG, but now... So his uncle now is the new heir to the Rattray clan now, supposedly? And who is his uncle?
First of all, what the fuck is cold solid?
Exactly.
Like, in the first place.
Word.
Because if they can pass that on to uncle will be like, alright, shoot these niggas on sight. The plan failed. Shoot these niggas on sight.
Stop lightning, bro.
I can see Promise Neverland continuing with them going to the human world.
What you read in this chapter?
Yeah, this is Star Platinum.
Any highlights that you liked about it or anything you wanted to touch up?
I like the fact that Peter Rattray, we got some character development with Peter Rattray. We got to, you know, get to see how much of a slime ball he is. Like, he kills his own brother. He's like, my brother's snitching right now, kill this nigga.
Boy.
Like, Quentin. It's crazy. Like, this nigga is a snitch, bro. He's a rat bastard. And he just did the old switcheroonie. Now I know
nigga
who I
said,
have to be.
I'm not taking this fall. I'm not taking that L. I don't know what y'all got going on, but I wish y'all the best of luck. Y'all got it. Go ahead.
He said, I know who I have to be.
He really just a bitch ass nigga OG because he really just took the bitch nigga out. He really took the bitch way out.
This nigga said, I'm going to kill my brother and I'm going to be Julius. Yeah. That's the whole setup.
So where we jumping into next?
Dude, we got some Dr. Stone going on. That's my life.
Alright, Dr. Stone, chapter 145.
Fucko.
Yes, yes, yes. So we see that the gambling match had so-called ended and Senku was the winner.
Swollen face Senku.
You know, so they're going on to the next time. They say next time they come around, we're going to do it again. He was like, Ryu Suzuki-san, that's great. We see they go into the casino now.
Amazing.
Now they have a casino, OG. Wow. Everybody's rolling guys. Everybody's gambling on a ship. So, like, there's something that you've desired for a while now, the rebirth of a casino, and it's the key component for our troop logistics. If we're cutting our travel time from 70 to 40 days, then we've got to improve our crew's lifestyle, and that's the trade-off. More rations cut off 10 days, recreational facilities shave away another 10. So now I just desire something to eliminate that final 10-day chunk. So the 50-day to the U.S. So they was like, with fun food and taking care of all that's left is drinks. So what's this, our new shop inside the casino? So what do we have now here, OG? We have Francois.
Bah Francois.
And she is the bartender. You bartender. Know, she always go ahead now mixing them fucking crazy drinks, mixing them nice things, you know? He was like, we get booze, but Tsukiya can't drink alcohol. She was like, a bar not limited to alcohol. In fact, our focus here will be virgin cocktails.
So you virgin ass niggas.
So basically, you're going to get the nice sensation to drink and nice tasty drinks, but without no alcohol in it. That's cool, because in this time of even in a recession where we're going through this coronavirus, it's important for all people to stock up on things to boost their immune system. You know, get their vitamin C, get their vitamins, boost up on everything that they be needing. You know what I mean?
Yes, I really slipped the quarantine. They quarantine.
I mean, so she just saying, so Francois now even intends to make a personal cocktail for every guest. And even my son Gen is just saying, that's too much for a bar on a ship. He was like, Reese was just saying, like, even going to bar, that's Francis for you, know? So, you need anything, just give us a shout. And she was like, leave it to the science team. And she was like, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, not so bad. And she was requesting something and talking ingredients. He was like, gum syrup. What's this, OG? A new key ingredient?
More poison.
He was like, we use that for the wheat and give the flour and the wash and stuff. So now they're mixing ingredients. And now they add a few drops of Sofina. My son Gen is just like, she's going in our drinks?
I mean, think about it. It's obvious, Senku, when you use real poison.
So they're going now, mixing more stuff in it, and now he's adding in some toxic wheat heron. And there's like more poison. And he was like, obviously, it's just Senku wouldn't add poison. My son Senku was just like, nah, that's quite toxic.
That's from the peanut gallery. This nigga
saying cool. So he was just saying, like, even though we mixing all of this stuff, if you just, like, add heat, you know what I'm saying, and apply this, you just gotta just boil it up to a certain temperature.
Put a little sugar in there, put a little baking soda in there. Do you know, whip it. You understand?
So
just turning some yogurt and shit, getting goat milk out of this motherfucker. Goddamn.
So you're mixing up all of them things, and then you just finally come up with...
Pause! Why man's putting the juice upon him tongue like that, upon the... Oi!
First off, the gum syrup is just...
Oi!
A demonstration to just show him. You know what I'm saying? Like, OG, they need to try raw ingredients. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get the sensation of trying something raw. Like, you ever had raw sugar cane?
Yo, but I ain't have a man pouring no goddamn liquid palm and blood sticking out. Like, what I want here?
Man, listen.
Not me.
What he's realizing is sweet.
Yeah, that's what this nigga sent me. Then I was like, boy, yo, son, you gotta hold that down, boy. You kind of crazy.
Nah, but I really like how they, like, the beautiful illustration on all page 7 just, like, brings out, like, how they really just breaking it down. Like, you know, they mixing the wheat and sulfuric acid with the wheat here to make the gum syrup. And then you mixing that with the yogurt, the milk, and the lemon to mix what is australially known as Calpico. It's a lactic acid beverage similar to, you know.
Lemon juice.
regular average beverage drink. So now she got Sukiya's first drink on deck. And she was like, it's super sweet, sip but that. A little sour.
Sip that.
And then she was like, when...
Underage minor, sip this drink. Nah, it's virgin drink.
Virgin drink. And they have a little Sukiya, like the little watermelon piece on the side that she made to look like her exactly. You know what I'm saying? Nice, no. Creative, decorative style.
Two side sunshine.
You're then she was like, when you finish it about halfway, then you go ahead and drop it in. So we figure out now that the name that you call it is the two side sunshine.
Yes, sir.
Ingredients is calipoco, apple juice, cucumber. Granted, a small amount and a small amount of cucumber as well.
Yo, I gotta go make that real quick. You feel me? Put a little juice in there. Put a little caprice in here.
So next off, now she's going off and she's creating another drink. And she was like, even the mixer shaker that they be using, they was like, what is it used for? Is it used to do anything creative? And she was like, not in the least. It's just merely a bit of flavor to provide treat for the customers' eyes as well as their taste buds.
I'm done.
So she has Tsukasa's drink, which is grenadine and tonic.
Grenadine and blood clot tonic.
Grenadine syrup and tonic water.
Yikes.
And the red form of the pomegranate just transformed the breath. She has another drink, which is Pinquanet Cinderella. Which is Kohaku's drink.
Mm.
And it seemed like the drink transforming, it was glowing in strange colors. So we have the ingredients, ginger ale, orange juice, pineapple, lemon juice, and granite ginger.
That shit turned blue.
Bro, OG, that seemed like something I need to try right there.
That shit said ginger ale, orange juice, pineapple juice, lemon juice, grated ginger, a dash. Goddamn.
Shit.
They move on to the again spicy motherfucking color.
Uh-huh.
The motherfucking color got 120 milli. How you say that shit, Matt? Color, what I say with the ML? Millimeters.
Yeah. 120 you know, I'm up there finding that, yeah.
Got that chai syrup out here. 1 or 2 teaspoons here, you feel me?
Slice of lemon.
You feel me? Got that one slice of lemon going on there. Got a little chili pepper, just a little pinch, dog. You already know what time it is, dog. It's that motherfucking Gans Cola, nigga, spicy cola, bitch.
Cola for a dose, but it hot.
That shit hot. It's burning motherfucking hot, bitch. And but you know, massive.
Yeah, OG, like, look at my son, the officer, still on the sidelines in the back door. He was like, no booze? My son is just tight like there's still no alcohol yet. Like, where the booze at?
You know that's where Master Francois, bro. You know that's Master Francois, bro. Stop playing, bro. Excuse me. Nigga had that motherfucking dash on mature spice, bro. That's not no chili pepper. That's a mature spice, bro. Stop playing, bro. She's out here whipping it, bro. Bartender of the motherfucking year, bro. Stop playing with Master Francois, bro. She's out here, bro. Shit crazy.
So now they're going on to further discussing that humanity is a force to be reckoned with. They imagine coming up with all of these drinks and it just from natural ingredients. And Senku is just saying everything that exists in the world is a natural ingredient. And saying that every cocktail fits its guest perfectly. In fact, almost too perfectly, like pieces falling into the right place. Thanks to the poker game, the casino is a roaring success and the crew gets the bar as another fringe benefit. As to if implied, now we can weather the harsh voyage. Whether or not, like, you know, Ryusu or Senko, who had won the game, that they would have been working, arrived at the same time regardless of whoever would have won or lost. So in other words, it would have been an accumulated effort to get everyone on board with the quicker voyage plan. It could have, a certain mentalist, have planned the whole thing. It's a fun theory anyway. Man, it was just like, utter nonsense, my dear Yukio. You're overthinking it. But
Yukio, shut your blood clot mouth.
Nah, but you know what I'm saying? Yukio got sharp ear hearing, you know what I'm saying? So he probably might hear anything shady that's going on low key. So Gen gotta watch himself, OG. You know, Gen can't be trusted at all times. Gen got a little trick up his sleeve here and there. But however.
This nigga, however, I will say this. I was giving it my all and then some in the poker game. It wouldn't have been exciting otherwise. So if nothing else, my loss was a bit frustrating. My dear Senku, sung that shit. Then he looking at this nigga in the light. Bati boy, watch out for that. Came back. So should he gave Senku.
We see homie Francois with another miracle whip up.
That's Master Francois.
Master Francois. She added a 3-layer tea latte for my son Senku. Matcha whip, milk, hochi.
Yes.
And gum syrup. Two teaspoons.
You feel me, man? You gotta tell them the motherfucking, you niggas had the motherfucking 30 milliliters of that matcha whip, bro. You feel me? Niggas had that motherfucking 50 milliliters of that motherfucking leche, bro. That motherfucking milk, bro. Niggas had that nojicha, bro. That's that 20 milliliters, bro. You put that shit right in the cup, bro. Two teaspoons of that motherfucking gum syrup, bro. It look you like, just throw that shit in there, bro.
It look like
stop a, playing with these niggas, like bro.
Look like a Napoleon ice cream or a
bottle. Oh, my mama, gym, bro. Oh, my mama, bro. Nigga had the Senku's cocktail, bro. 3-layer tea latte, bro. That shit was hitting, bro. I was on there, bro. The shit was hitting, bro. Oh, my mama, bro.
So now he's saying from the top, we have matched the whip, the milk, and the hoichi syrup arranged in stripes, a latte booth near cafe, and representing the layered cumulative nature of science. It's all going into my mouth. Pause,
bro.
So why not mixing it all together? She was like, I expected that you would say as much. Should you choose to blend them beautifully, Master Senku, then those layers of scientific achievement will combine to become an ever so slightly sweet latte. Bar Francois is open for business in the Pacific.
All day.
My son is saying not a single drop of booze in the end, and you call that a bar?
This nigga type.
40 days to the U.S. But we have entertainment. We have casinos now, so we have gambling. We have entertainment, OG.
You feel me? Niggas had to put that entertainment out there because niggas had to get a little break, bro. They out here, they gonna be working double time when they hit to this curve, this motherfucking spirit curve that they gonna be hitting to hit that 40-day mark, bro. So it's like they gonna really have to work double time on the motherfucking boat, bro. There's gonna be a lot of work going on there, bro. So that's why it was a good idea to bring a casino and bar so people would just lose their money and be so excited by the game. It's like it's a little distraction, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, make people feel better. And that was the whole idea. Take care of the mental. But when you start with the mental of the crew,
mm-hmm.
You understand? They, you know, from there, you know, you get to a point where you can control how they think and then how they move and then how they work for you. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's what he really doing on this shit right here. And that's why I like him, because he's the mentalist.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? That's what I'm trying to tell you. So... So that's what it really hit. It's what it really hit me right there. That, you know, what's my man Senku, he really had this in pocket, and you can see as my man again, he was sitting there like, I was really giving it my all, but it ain't really work out like that. You understand me?
I get it, right? But
that just proved how mighty Senku is.
Even still.
On God.
They all cheated, OG. Let's not exclude that fact. They all cheated in that gambling game. So
on God.
Nobody was like clean. But they still realized the purpose of what they gotta do.
But he was cheating his best. Man, Senku. He called him and he had a little bad bitch on him. Look at that. Who that touched that?
Hokkaido.
Stop playing.
Hmm.
Stop playing, my boy. This shit crazy.
Bruh. But OG,
mind control.
We have another manga for them, another chapter of heat for them. Chainsaw Man chapter 64, brother.
We here.
My son.
We here.
Boy.
We here.
First of all.
We here. We here.
Come on, man. Yeah. So we have chapter 64. Welcome to Hell.
Goddamn.
Bro, there is a tub with fingers laying on the fucking floor, OG. Doors just in the ceiling. Like, what the fuck going on?
Where is that?
Look on the first page. Chainsaw Man.
This shit crazy. Let me see this shit. Golly, nigga, goddamn. He don't got no fingers.
Bro. No, boy. Fingers gone.
Fingers is gone.
Fingers on the floor.
Golly.
Like worms.
Golly.
Boy, they in hell, all right.
Man, his fingers ain't. This nigga is nowhere to be found, boy. Goddamn. Man, I was just reading this shit, bro. This whole shit got me crazy, bro.
Boy, we had some heat and flame in this chapter, son.
This shit's some heat.
Yo, why has Shonen just been really on a hit list, OG? They trying to come for like, somebody head top, son?
Bro, they
I think Shonen really on a road to just defeating this corona, son. Like, they really trying to out here just, like, be entertaining their readers. with all of this heat and flames that they got
going on. They can't go nowhere. All they're going to do is be looking on Viz. Nah. We hitting them with heat.
You feel me?
Wear your mask when you're in the office.
And gloves too?
Everything. Make everything about Corona right now.
Bro, people are kind of dragging it a little bit exaggerated over there, here and there, but we're going to get into that a little bit
after. Nah, I promise Neverland had the best one last week, bro.
Of course.
Yo, promise. Of course. Clean last week, son. Promise Neverland came clean last week, bro. I'm not even going to hold you. That shit was crazy. It was loco. Mucho loco.
So we got Aki and the group. They're just trying to just see where are we. It's Hayaka's Kawa's group. And Denji's on the floor. He was like, damn it, what the hell happened to him? And they pull his cord and he can't go into Chainsaw Man mode.
Can't.
Even Lady Kwanzaa just saying he isn't turning into Chainsaw Man fully and because he must not have enough blood. So they're looking on the fight scene like they're still trying to fight her, but she was like, temporary truth. Something's wrong with the fiends. All of them is just on the floor, just looking in panic. She was like, where are we? Why are we here? Oh, gee. Even my son, Violence, got going. He's like, it feels bad, feels bad, feel bad. Girl's just like, what's wrong, Violence?
We're finished. Is this hell? Is this hell sent?
Yo,
Angel, Angel Devil now playing.
Angel, do you know what place this is? He was like, we're finished. This is hell. It's hell sent. It's hard to believe it, but we've been cast into hell by a devil's power. He's like, it hurts. Then you can't even go into Chainsaw Man mode, son. He was sacrificed. It's hurting him right now. He don't got enough blood for all of that.
He not blood. He crippled.
So Lady Kwanzaa just saying, Long, Pingetsu, is there a way to escape from here? She was like, Lady Kwanzaa, I feel like I'm going to lose my mind. We're being watched. We're being watched by a dangerous devil. Far beyond from here, devil's far more dangerous than some gun devil. The devils with the names of primal fears are watching us. They're the transcendent devils who have never once experienced death. Their very instinct we draw their hostility will die. Bro, OG, this is heat right now. Are you kidding me, son? Gun Devil ain't shit compared to these niggas, bro. New Devil's Palin Ross. Oh, boy, I tell you, the flame and the heat, son.
Lady Kwanzaa.
Permission to kill myself?
She ready.
Boy, you like idiot. I'll get us out of this somehow. It's already over. We're doomed. We're doomed. It's coming. It's on its way. It's here. The Darkness Devil. We see a shadow in the distance. I see it coming closer.
This nigga will forever sing that song. So, oh God.
Boy, astronauts, hands up salute, legs up salute. What the fuck is going on, OG?
I'm trying to see.
Even Power is having a headache seriously going on right now. You feel me?
I can't see.
Page 10, bro.
Page 10.
Page 9 showing Power in the gang.
Page 9? That's lit. He's an astronaut.
Nah, bro, it ain't lit. Because he got his grand entrance going on.
He got all the astronauts.
Astronauts coming down.
They align like a fucking ceremony.
Bro.
With the referral that said, damn.
Bro.
That's so misleading because he was like, he just popped up right there.
Bro, he's like,
I am the doll devil.
The shadow devil is just here, bro. Just have all of their hands just up in the air, my man. It's like nobody got their arms right now. All hands up like you just don't care type shit.
Wait, so he was the doll devil this whole time?
Yes, and it looks like the one who came down was the Shadow Devil. He's like, I am the Doll Devil.
Damn.
I brought you the Chainsaw's heart as per the contract. And he was like, please give me the power to kill Makama. Bro, he's like, what? What the hell are you talking about? So we have now a flashback scene, bro. 3 use for contracts, 1 for pleasure. I'll arrange it. So we see the contract that Germany was just talking about, which is what? How do you really say that, OG? Makamakan ditch horen, der tak desk, uteren ganz its nahe, toda makama. We see that's German. And what it actually says is, Makama, can you hear the day of the undergang is near? So we see that the hand that's coming out from the door of devil is like a piece of the darkness, from a piece of the darkness devil's flesh. Shorty just ate that shit, bro. Bro. OG, I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. This shit is all heat and like, I can't see this nothing other but platinum, but can you hear the day of undergang is near? What the fuck is the day of undergang, bro? I'll read this for like, you don't know, for the chapter, the note is in German, so it had to be translated. OG just had to figure it out, you know what I'm saying? Good to have the organic genius on here all the time, so just doing these hard times, quarantine.
Put my glasses on. If you observe in the first chapter, in page 18, mm-hmm. there's a figure that's holding an index finger and a thumb, and it's holding some type of ink, like if you zoom in on it, it seems like it's a piece of darkness or darkness matter that is holding the demon on the hand that's holding it right in front of the woman. Now, the woman, you see her pupils are probably a lightish brown or lightish green, even in so a lightish color. Once she digested the piece of darkness, you know, her eyes became a darker color. And the chapter of 964 on page 19, a piece of darkness of the darkness that was flesh. And that's where we identify what this piece of dark matter
yes, is sir. In you the picture. Yes, sir, you dragged it like hell, but yes.
And she placed it on her tongue and digested it. And this is only to thus prove that the demon that we have known to know her for is going to evolve and to become a different being after...
You could tell OG's been quarantined for quite some days now, so like he's just having the time of his life.
Yes.
So what else do we have, bro?
Yes, we have a lot.
Fuego. Let's talk about Fuego.
Fuego? What's Fuego?
Let's talk about My Hero Academy.
What's going on?
Fire. Straight fire.
Chapter 266.
They thought... they was going to defeat Hulk.
But what really happened, OG?
It seemed like it ain't happened that way. Yes, sir. Dobby came, though he fried. But niggas gotta understand, Dobby, he's a cool villain and shit, but he's not on Hulk's level at all. Mm. And Hulk's got out of that fire, skinning his teeth. Came back, still finished the job. He's like an assassin. He's crazy. That man is James Bond, Secret Itachi, that man spied here. Stabbed him up. He sends a clone to Tokugi. It's like, yo. I just want to say my final piece. Like, I'm gonna miss you. Thank you for being there for me. Then he just died. Hulk did it. Hulk ended. So now we sit here and we're faced with like, so how does the villain league, how does Shigaraki get, like, he has, first of all, he has this gigantic fucking monstrosity that's like over brawling. They could take out like 1,000 men. Then he's had this new power. So it's just like, how can he turn the tides? Is this power going to be so crazy? Like, he's going to turn the tides of the whole fucking narrative of the fucking story right now. Mm-hmm. Because it seems like the heroes are just Splash Brothers. Splash, splash. Just splashing every fuss. Every chapter splashing on these niggas. Splash. Took your base down. Splash. Took out the normal factory. Splash. Like, so I'm trying to figure out how Shigarashi about to turn the tides. So this is gonna get crazy. Shout out to Black Clover, cause my man Yami, he really started to go ham, really hammer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was going crazy. It was not a game. He was chapter 245. Mm-hmm. He was just going in, bro. Like, Dante really came through in hopes that he wanted smoke. He came to a distant land and he really thought that the Black Bulls was bullshit. And it's like what he learned from this ass whooping is like, stop looking for trouble. Because we not Golden Dawn. It's not Golden Dawn, my nigga. Like, this is Black Bulls out here. So you try to get crazy. You try to come for the moving fortress. You try to take our ladies. You getting a little crazy. You see, my boy had to rough you up. Had to touch you up. You feel me? A little in your face real quick. He wasn't listening. He was like, I bet. So, you know, my man Yami Yogi. He had to come through, hit him with the Roogie. You understand me, dark magic.
And black moon, bro. Black hole, bro.
You kidding me, son? One thing in chapter 245 I was looking at, it was like, you are like a key that links the world, the underworld. Mm-hmm. He was like, what do you mean? Like, you crazy stalking nigga. He's like, it's a shame, though. Who'd have thought that he's... So Carol would be such a vulgar, shabby fellow. So it's like, you gotta understand that Yami has dark magic and he cuts through space. Mm-hmm. Time. So it's like, even if he's using all his gravity attacks, it's not gonna affect him because he cuts through space. So that's just the whole metrics of the magic.
And boy, it's like Yami really just got eternal Tsukiyomi black flame. Like,
but when he said that shit, man, I'm talking about this nigga actually becoming like a portal or somebody. Like, they're gonna use him to like make a portal to go to like to hell, basically, like to transfer, using his dog magic to transfer like creatures and shit of that nature from hell, like on some motherfucking.
Who was trying to do that?
I'm saying, like, the way this nigga's going after these high ranking magic users, and he's like, yo, you have dark magic, like, you can cut through time and space. So it's like, dog, like, you really looking for a nigga who gonna cut some fucking portal going to some fucking devil, demon, fucking worship land, nigga, summoning Lucifer and all type of shit. Cause you know, this nigga's a demon, boy. He's a demon. Dante is a demon. But Dante Kane got his ass beat. Niggas did not get their ass beat like Golden Dawn. This is not Golden Dawn. Stop your shit. My nigga, you know, got his ass cracked. Everybody in Golden Dawn got their ass half beat. Black Bull held it up against the king. Yami had to kill this nigga. And then that nigga samurai side nigga shoot. And that's what he did.
Shit.
Stop playing with this man.
So, OG, what are we going with My Hero and Black Clover's ratings?
Yo, My Hero definitely some fire, heat fire. My Hero was some heat fire. Or RIP, because that motherfucking came out with some like we just wanted to see what the fuck happened with Hulk, bro. That's what I was watching it for, bro. I just wanted to know what the fuck was going on with Hulk. Hulk came through. He definitely just, bro, that shit was crazy. Sure as bananas.
Bro, so we sound like we got two more certified platinum sodas.
Son. All this shit was platinum this week, bro.
Quarantine. So with that being said,
quarantine.
You know, Shibuya Wave Radio.
Shibuya Quarantine Radio.
Quarantine.
Shit is crazy, bro.
We just wanna hope, we hope that everybody just being safe out there. Stock up on your mask, your gloves, keep yourself in your fucking house. Stay away from everyone, keep within 6 feet of each other.
Stack them.
We gotta get over this, y'all. This is a serious thing that's going on.
Very serious.
We're not gonna get over this until we just follow rules a little bit. We don't gotta follow everything, but we just gotta stay isolated to ourselves.
Isolation.
OG, could you just bring us out there?
Yo, Shibuya Quarantine Radio. Gloves and Mask Edition. I just want to say thanks to that dude up on Brooklyn Vape for giving me that large box of masks. I mean, gloves. I got my mask on my own. But definitely, that was a good lookout. Yo, shout out Brooklyn Vape. We out here. Shout out to anime, Shonen Jump. Older. Fuck you. You ain't come out with nothing this week, but I get you. You feeling yourself.
So patience. He dropping the heat. He gonna drop it. We might even get a spoiler here or there. Who knows? 2 days before. Maybe not.
Shout out to Tite Kubo. For like... Yo, Tite Kubo was going crazy, bro. He was like really like... talking shit about Oda and shit. I was like, yo, that's why these niggas don't get along. Yeah, shout out to all the doctors, hospital workers. It's Corona.
Shout out to everyone who's just giving a helping hand towards anyone who's going into the medical field. You know, I seen
shout
them touching
to the
video.
Big booty nurses still going to work.
Seen a video of
Joe Big Booty.
People giving an applause for an EMT worker who was working the evening shift or the night shift going in. Everyone from the neighborhood is just giving her a round of applause, you know. So, you know, these little acts of accommodation can be very touchful, very sentimental for us, can be very touching. Touches the heart when we do acts of kindness to just do our little part to just help another person out. So... it's your boy Imperial_Lion_ Got it.
It's your boy, don't touch me. Keep it 6 feet. Dash, young OG, dash, FaceTime, but don't see me face to face. Quarantine. Mask on. It's your boy Wade signing out.